Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my crazy co-host, Tracy Mahan, drinking her coffee. What is that? Oh, the Egypt cup. That's what you were showing everybody,
Well,
wasn't
yes.
it?
So I made myself a little drink tonight, and it's very yummy. And we were commenting on how yummy our drinks were. So, yeah, I wanted to come in with the yum.
Yum. Okay. All right. Gracie, please tell me the energies. I think they are letting it up a little bit. What's the stuff? We gotta have a weekly. Anybody else being like this?
Believe it or not, it's good. I know it feels like meteor showers and thunderstorms, and it feels like chaos, but it really is good news. There's good things, positive things. I mean, if you actually can step out of the craziness of it all for a second, you'll feel how positive it is. So good things are happening, but things kind of, what it's got to shake up before it resettles, right? So
Shake. Well, yeah, there's so many sayings. They shake it up, shake the dead wood out, shake whatever, so it filters things, whatever, so that
it'll get
we're
worse
sorting
before it gets better is one that always scares me.
the what? Oh, it gets worse before it gets better. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's now. That's what we just got through.
Yeah, I think that's what we're in. But yeah, it's I listened today to the well, they were talking about the Halloween lunar eclipse, and for the next couple weeks till we get to
And that was powerful, the eclipse and then Halloween. That was like a
yeah,
powerful
All
combination.
Souls, thinnest veil,
Yeah.
blah.
And then some other, was it Jupiter did something? Jupiter was retrograde. I mean, I was listening to one of those that you sent me. I was like, what? So
Yeah.
completing a cycle, a 2 year cycle, and several, there were several shows. I mean, several things. I'm
Yeah.
probably messing them all up, but.
Yeah. Between each, you got your new moon, full moon in that 2 week cycle. There's a lot going on in this 2 week cycle to really get you ready to launch you into wherever it falls in your house. So it's kind of hard to just blanket statement that, but wherever the energy falls in your house. For me, it's the 11th house. I forgot I was going to send you that one today too. You got to go to your sign to find out what house it falls in. But it's getting ready to launch you into something and put you in alignment with
We're
something.
gonna have to look into that after the show.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'm trying to think of I think it's astrology guy or something like that. You guys, because now that I say it, you guys are wanting to look at that too.
Of course.
He breaks it down by the hopefully nothing plays here. Sorry if it does. He breaks it down by the sign. And so let me go find him. Astrology guy. And his little icon is a yellow background with a little emoji guy in it. So astrology guy. And he breaks it down. So yeah.
Okay.
It, and it's for me, it's nice to listen to those because it kind of gives me the what to expect.
Well, and it gives you this overview, so then you're not just in the middle of it. Because when you're in it, you're in the woods, and it's like it's nice if something can go, okay, let's give you the bigger picture here.
Yeah, it does. I literally thought I shut my door. This little guy just opened it and came in. Doesn't he look happy?
It does. It's like,
Yeah.
look what I
Proud of myself. I was on this earlier on in a video chat, and two of my cats went behind the curtains and decided that they didn't like that the other one was there. So they had this total cat fight behind the curtains. Let's see what happens tonight. You never know.
Yeah, be fun.
Things can happen. But yeah, so I'm surrounded by the animals. Good deal. Anyways, so yeah, so we can expect change is continuing. I mean, that's going to be a constant. We're in this flux of change. We're asking for change. We're asking for things to change. We're
Yeah.
saying we want 5D Earth. We want,
Yeah.
and
No one
so,
expected it to be calamity to get there to be there.
If you kind of should, though, don't you think? Because it's like if you're not in alignment with what you're asking for, it's going to show up what needs to shift.
Yeah, well, see, you know, we've been saying, or I've been saying, I think you've been there with me, you will see it when you believe it. And if not, you know, if it's like, okay, if you're not going to go that route, then maybe this is the route. You know, it's like we're going to make it tumultuous or something. Maybe that's what people are expecting, is something crazy and everything. So that's what they're, you know, the collective is creating. Oh, I
Absolutely.
really prefer, let's just believe we're already here and then we're here.
Well, we have to behave it too. Believe it and behave it. I always, when I'm talking in different platforms, I'm always trying to say, be the best version of yourself. Come from a space of love and be the best version of yourself, and you're going to create your 5D through that. But right now, and this is just the way I think I told you guys this before, that I had this dream years ago that our true colors are going to come through, our truths are going to surface, and it's going to free some people and it's going to freak some people out. And it's going to create chaos. Well, we're seeing chaos. We're seeing true colors. We're seeing people can't hide from certain parts of our aspects of themselves anymore. And it's coming to light. So, it's like, I think it's like, yay, that's great. That's another sign that we're progressing into
True.
our manifestation of 5D Earth, because we
Very
got to
true.
clean these closets out in order to make it to that.
I do need to clean my closet this weekend.
I know. I
And the
keep doing
spare
that too.
bedroom.
I was looking at mine going, okay, now this was like 2 years ago and I don't fit it anymore. But here it is with that little hope.
Oh,
But
always.
So I hear you, the closet. But it's true, the whole world is going through it. We're all going through this little these moments where we got to get real with ourselves, get real with our actions. Are we coming from love? Are we coming from fear? Where are we coming from? And so, I swear to God, that dream was like 2011 or 2012. I had that dream. And it was so profound when I had it that I swear to God, I've referenced it ever since. It's like that dream. It's like that dream. It's happening just like that dream. And I don't get those kind of dreams very often, but when I do, they really do give me solid information. And that when, I'm watching as the evolution of humanity is happening, these things are happening.
Very
There's
cool.
things to watch out for with that too. If we're going through an awakening, if we're not sure who we're looking for guidance, this is where discernment is important, because not
Very
every teacher out there is probably in the alignment with you, is maybe what I should say. Like, if I'm out there looking, not every teacher is going to be in alignment for me, and I
Yeah, it's
need
who
to use
you
my
resonate with.
discernment.
That's the right one for you.
So find what you resonate with. Don't just go into, oh, well, everybody else is listening to that person or going to that person. What's resonating for you? Because we're all from many different planetary systems. We're going to eat different. We're
Dimensions,
going to
all
breathe
kinds of
different.
things.
We're all in different shapes and sizes. We're here for different reasons. We're here in different collectives. So go to the thing that's nearing to you, something that resonates.
Absolutely. We forgot to ask everybody where they're from. So hopefully they already put that in because they know that's what we do.
I'm seeing some of it in there. We'll let Tiffany come in and share that with us.
So please tell us where you're from if you haven't already, because that's such a cool thing.
And if you guys are new to listening, Tiffany is Julia's daughter, Dolores's granddaughter, and she is our moderator. She reads all your questions. And if you really want her attention, you put capital letters Tiffany, and then she'll know that you have a question there and she can pop over and read it. We get to as many of the questions as we can, and that's what we do. But Tiffany, you want to tell everybody where everyone's from?
Tell them where they're from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's where they're from anyways. Gives
We
me
have
time to drink.
Florida, we have Australia, Arizona. I saw Washington. Hello, Monica. We have New York. We have I think I saw John McClucky in here from Australia. We have another Australia. We have a Houston, New Mexico, Ireland, Wyoming, the UK.
Magnificent. This is wonderful.
New York, UK, Ontario, Colorado, California, Spain, Florida, California, Pennsylvania, Wyoming, Chicago, California, Oklahoma,
Everyone.
Newcastle,
You guys see what this is doing? You can
Barbados.
see how you're lighting everything All the
up. This is so
lights.
cool.
Yeah, I'm watching it over on my screen while she's reading it. Just like, oh yeah, you guys are everywhere.
So cool. I
Amazing, yeah.
mean, I can just see this blanket of lights. It's just wonderful.
Absolutely. Cool. Very good. Okay. So now we want to know, what do you guys want to know? What are your questions? And we'd love to put our thoughts on them. See what pops in our heads. Yeah. So Tiffany, do we have any questions yet?
We do have one question. Sorry, I'm trying to get to the end of this list, and I have a dog licking my hand. I know that sounds
Oh,
weird.
okay.
Okay. Tiffany, let's see. I was watching one of Julia's presentations from Transformation Conference. She was talking about sliding between old and new Earth. How long do we think that will last? Sorry.
Yeah, and that's a great question. A lot of people say, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get there? And I actually, this is what I was talking about earlier about the seeing is or believing is seeing. Yeah, believing is seeing. I was told in 2011 that we were already there. That's 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago, that we're already there. But it's like you're going to see it when you believe it. And it's still playing out like it is, like, you know, because we're used to seeing that, we're expecting this. And so, and we're the creators. And that's, if you really look, you can see that things have changed, how we have become much more conscious of who we are and what we are doing here. See, that wouldn't have happened before that. It just wasn't in it wasn't on my radar that, oh my gosh, we're the ones creating all this and we're the ones doing all this and things like that. It was like these things are starting to come in and there were inklings of ideas, but now it's so obvious, or it feels like that anyway, that it's like we are the ones doing this. We're creating it, and all this stuff is playing out now for us to learn from. See, it may have been said a different way, I don't know, but I don't feel like it was so consciously driven. Do you, Tracy? I
Like
don't know.
before
I mean, like,
2011.
yeah, when are we getting to 5D Earth, new Earth? It's more about when will you experience it? And that's what we were talking about. It's like all these things are going to be happening to you, for you, to bring you into the energetic match so you can start experiencing it. Your world is your reflection, right? Like it's mirroring to you the things
Always.
that need to surface so that you can heal that and become that energetic match. And then you are creating your own reality. So whatever you're focusing on, this is Julia's line, whatever you're focusing on, you're going to get it. So when you learn or understand to put your focus into the areas of love and joy and kindness and compassion, boom, you're in 5D Earth. And so you're right. It's already there. We're already experiencing it. And a lot of you have a foot in both worlds and you go back and forth.
Well, because you go over, it's where your attention is. And if you're into
Yeah.
drama and if you want to focus on that, then that pulls you into that vibration of that, which looks like 3D. And that's, whoa, I'm over there now. Well, it's, yeah, and I guess you can be. And before it was like you were going back and forth. And that's probably where I was saying slipping back and forth, because you're moving back and forth. Now it's more, it's a frequency, it's an energy thing, is what I'm feeling. And that we're here, but you're the one choosing the world that you want to be in. So you might be in 5D choosing a 3D experience. Whoa. Okay.
Right.
That was cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
There's just some things you gotta, yeah. Julia, you nailed it. When you'll see it when you believe it. When you believe you're in it, then you're gonna start experiencing it. And you'll pull your attention away from other frequencies. Yeah, I talk to people a lot of times because they're like, well, what about the chaos in the world? What about the wars? What about all the this and that and the inflation and the things? And it's like, well, as long as you're believing those things are affecting you, then they are. It's not to take that away from you. You're going to have that experience. You know, if you're believing that you're having that experience, you will. And, you know, I think we try to be as much of an example of this as possible. And oftentimes, Julia and I will call each other and say, why am I attracting this into my life? What's happening here? You know, it's like, what's happening? And then we'll find where we created that, or it might not even, like, I had a situation here where I was like, why am I attracting this into my life? Why is it happening? So I sat with it, meditated on it. And the answer, it was a little bit egoic on my side to think that it was all about me. It wasn't about me at all. It was that I volunteered to hold space for this to take place so that a more positive shift could happen from it. And I
Okay.
wanted to be there to hold the space for that. And that actually resonated true for me. And I was like, okay. And then I was able to just relax and let it play out and be what it needed to be. And I'm going to be here and hold space for it. And so check in. You know, sometimes there's something going on with a loved one that you're starting to go like, why is that my life? Like I did. Why is that here? And then you'll find out that it's there because you're the one that's strong enough to hold the space for it, the whole love around it, and to call it in its highest resolution. And that might be why you're part of it. It's just because you volunteered to hold the space for a loved one. So you don't know.
Absolutely.
But
I
sometimes it's
and
not
what I was
about
saying
us, we're
earlier,
just around it. So.
yeah, and what I was saying earlier about the where I think where more of the shift has happened is that we are consciously doing these things now, where before it was everything seemed to be unconscious, you know, and now then we became aware, and then now we, like you're saying, that's like, okay, what am I doing here? What is this about? When we didn't do that before.
No.
Before, yeah, huh? It wasn't like, how does this relate to me? What now we're doing, that's what I mean, the conscious awareness and the conscious interaction. That's telling
Yeah.
me how much that's the shift. I mean, that's where we're here, you
Well, and
know.
I know you've
Now it's
talked
just
about
been.
that. You talked about that where it's like, why, when you're shifting from why is this happening to me to why is this showing up for me? You know,
Yeah, what
that's
am I
the shift.
learning from this? What is this? Yeah,
Yeah.
it's usually to learn from. You did it, so you can learn something.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
I want to learn
Well,
that's another story. We're
know. Yeah, but you know, we're holding space for other people. We're actors in their play. They're actors. They come and do things in our play. You know, it's like sometimes we just got to go, okay, well, thank you for playing that really hard role because I know I'm learning something really big from it.
Yes,
So, yeah,
absolutely.
holding that appreciation even for somebody that you don't really want to hold it for in that moment. But in hindsight, you're going to look at that and you're going to say, wow, I learned so much from that and I grew so much from that. And that was a lot for that person to play that role. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
We ready for another one?
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
Strong.
Okay, so I'm gonna kind of combine two questions, but if you hate it, you can, you know, separate them.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a question on first, how do I change my vibration? And then someone had asked, how do we support our young 20-somethings during the transition? So I felt like they kind of went together. So
Yeah.
there you go.
Okay.
Do you want to start?
How do I change my vibration? You ask spirit, what do I need to do to be a vibrational match? And then things will start showing up in your life. Follow your guidance. You know, go in the direction that you feel pulled to go in. If you start following this golden rule of responding in love, if you can respond in love, you're going to reach that very, very fast. And it sounds so easy. but it's not always easy. But
Right. It's not always easy, but the universe is easy. And that's why these are easy principles. But like you said, yes, yeah, not necessarily always easy to follow it.
Right. Yeah. So if you want to become a vibrational match to anything, respond in love. If you are trying to create something, a new job, a new relationship, a better, you know, better vibration within your relationship, start looking at the role you're playing in it. I actually just posted about this the other day. If you want something to change in your life, love where you're at right now. And that's how you're going to make that change. So you hate your job, go find a way to love your job. Find a way to be in that space during that time frame and not be miserable, right? And just be like, okay, I've got to sit behind this computer and keyboard for X amount of hours. How do I make it fun? Mm-hmm. How do I enjoy that person that's working next to me that's constantly making that noise or doing that thing? Find a way to make it fun. Find a way to love that person. Find a way to get over yourself about it and not be a victim of your circumstance, but fall in love with it. And your life will start changing immediately.
And the reason is because we are attracting always the like attracts like, the power of, you know, that's what happens. See, if you're sitting, like you said, the words, if you're in drudgery, if it's you're like that and you stay in that, I hate this job. See that you're creating from that emotional state. You're creating from those feelings, and you will draw more things to you that cause you to feel that way. When you're over here having fun and you're loving your job, whatever it is, if it's sweeping the floors, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. You're having fun. You're going to draw to you more things that cause that vibration and that feeling. So that's what that's about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And then how to support the 20-somethings.
Yeah, the 20-somethings. Well, you have 20-somethings. You're the perfect person to answer this.
You're running, you hide. No. It's such a beautiful thing because, you know, we always want to be a better parent than our parents were. Well, I had beautiful parents, so I can't complain. My parents are amazing. But you know, that is a common theme in a lot of lives, is I want to be a better parent than my parents were. And then all of a sudden, your kids become adults and they blame you for everything. And it's like, oh, turns out we're just all not going to do it right. You know, there's no way. You're not supposed
all
to.
All make mistakes.
You're not supposed to
Sorry,
do it
Tiffany.
100%. You know, I have always, always thought I had the best parents, and I still had to do work around my parents. So you know, it's like we all do. So don't worry about, you know, being the parent of these children and then the 20 somethings. The 20 something, you know, they are one of the waves of volunteers, I think, that don't get talked about, because, you know, we have the three waves of volunteers, right, with your mom, but then the 20 somethings are another, well, some of them are kind of even out of that bubble. And
well, it's just that she never really said anything. Remember, they're not strict timelines, but when she was talking about it, they would have been the 20 something. That was like 20 years ago that she was talking about it. So when they were kind of the new kids on the block. So I imagine it's around that part that's probably that third wave.
I mean, the 20 somethings are extra sensitive. It's really, we have all been working as the waves of volunteers. We've been working on elevating this planet so that these kids could come here, because they are sensitive, but they're here to help us bridge that world. And the ones that, you know, were the millennials that are entitled, well, they're just showing us that we can manifest without working our butts off all the time. You know, it's like, if you stop and actually look at what's happening, it's like, oh, you know, here we are in this old construct where you work to the bone and barely survive.
Oh, my golly.
And these millennials came in and they're all like, hey, we're sitting behind the computer having fun working, and we're making thousands and, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the rest of us are like, we're flipping burgers at the fast food place going,
you got
how entitled are they? You know, and they're just showing us how to manifest. And so let's do that. Let's have fun where we're working. Mm-hmm. And how many hours are they working, you know, and they're working part-time and they're working, you know, just enough. They're, I know in my household, they're not very material. So they're working just long enough to pay what they need to pay and do what they need to do. They're not motivated by fancy new cars and all the things. So yeah, how to support them. Try not to be judgmental of it. See, you know, I would say go into your higher self, invite them to join you there in the etherical realm, and ask them in that environment, when you're in a meditation or in a prayer, and ask, what do they need from me? What role can I play for them to support them? Because every answer is going to be different. So support your child by asking them what they need. You can do that in the 3D version of them or in an etherical version of them, and just get, let go of your preconceived ideas of what you think they need and your attachments to what you think they need to be doing, and actually ask them what they need. That would be my suggestion.
Good. Sounds good to me.
You're like, check.
I'm okay. Trying to think back when Tiffany was 20, but that was a, you know, that was a while back. Sorry, Tiffany. It was a little while ago. And
wow.
Yeah. It was just a few years ago.
Wow, that was way.
Just a few years ago. But things have changed.
Yeah. No, I think I've probably told you guys the story with Josh, where he was going to work and it was so intense. Like, it was such an aggressive place to work, or I don't know what the right word would be for it, but he was coming home anxious, sick to his stomach, grumpy, you know, nobody wanted to be around him. He just needed to go decompress, and then that would be just enough for him to get up and do it again the next day. And he was just miserable all the time. So I said, you know what, you're in your 20s, stop it. I said, go quit that job. I said, you can, you know, you're here, help me out here until you figure out what you want to do. And man, what a much better version of him I get now. And I get all kinds of help around here. But yeah, and he's been doing side jobs and all kinds of things, and living differently than he would if he had a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
You know, how do we support him? What do they need? You know, they're highly sensitive human beings trying to plug away and a world that's going through a transition. So, you know, what do we all need? We need nurturing, kindness. We need appreciation. We need to be seen, heard, valued in what we're doing. Just don't criticize them if you can help it. That's not going to, that's,
and I like that, yeah, the judgment, no judgment, and no, like the expectations. So, you know, each of us, if we kind of remember back, I mean, We had ideas, you know, you have things, affinities, you know, and if somebody was putting expectations, you have to do this, you have to do that. You know, you still have your own thing. I mean, we didn't like that, you know, so, yeah, it's like, no, this is what I feel drawn to. But usually, I mean, and definitely in my generation, I mean, you had to go get a job. I mean, that was just, it was like, that was expected. You're going to have to start taking care of yourself. And so other than that, you know, then it's like, what is it you want to do? If you can't, if you get, are able to do what you want in the field, you know, for your job, that's wonderful. I mean, where I was coming from, it's like, you get a job. You gotta do that. So, not everybody was working in what they really wanted to do. So,
most people weren't.
No, yeah. And that's where I think now we've made some changes there. It's like, you know, it's all different now. You can create your field. You can create all of it. We didn't have that back there. You know, we may have, but we sure weren't aware. I wasn't aware of it. You know, it's, you have certain things you could do. And that was about it.
Yep. We're in a different time, in a different, you know, we're all, our goals are to get to something better. And so we can't be teaching or expecting old constructs out of our 20 somethings and younger if we want something better. So
yeah, and then I think they said they're coming, like you were saying, a bridge. Also, they're showing us how to do these things, like you're saying, the other ones are she's teaching us to manifest. They're teaching us, you know, like the younger ones, their DNA is already all connected, so they already are doing these. That's why they're so sensitive, and they're teaching us how to be that sensitive, you know. And it's like, it's a different world. We're learning how to do that and be the way we are as well. So that's an interesting combination.
Absolutely. I agree. All right. Tiffins. We want to go way, way, way back to the next question.
Let's see. This is a question on, I think we've had something similar, but how do you meditate in the morning and how do you visualize?
Okay. You gonna take that one?
I can. How do you meditate? You know, here, you know, I think we talked about this recently about the muse. You know, I did that as a fun thing to do. No, I maybe it was on something else. Anyway, I don't remember. But I'm not, I wasn't a meditator. It's not something that I was like, that would be torture to me. It was kind of like Julia Roberts on Eat, Pray, Love, you know, and just that was me. You know, it's just like, get me out of here. It's torture and stuff. But I kept thinking, well, I'd like to do that, but it's just, it's too, you know, I don't need to meditate. It's not my thing. And then Kaya got me as a gift, Muse. And it teaches you how to meditate. You know,
yeah, I think we did talk about that.
Yes, I think so. It gamifies it and it allows you to focus on your breath and focus in different areas, but you're hearing what you're doing. So it's like you're participating and interacting with it. And I think that's keeps the conscious mind a little more occupied. So then you can do these things and maybe go a little deeper. And you can tell when the conscious mind's coming back in there and doing things. So it's like allowing you to come back. Because a lot of times when you don't have anything, the next thing you know, I mean, you're consumed with all these thoughts, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, and that's when you realize it's come back in. Where this, you can hear it, you know, different things that it, with the game, that you know when it's starting to really come in and stuff, and even starting to. So that made it fun for me, and it was a challenge. I like things, I like to play against, you know, with myself. I don't say against myself, but like to challenge myself so that I'm, you know, it's way you're always trying to beat the next level. You know, hey, don't we say that? Isn't that what I compared that to, the game of Earth? You know, we're always wanting that next level, next level. Yep. Yes, you know, let's get to the next level. And that's, you know, I'm competitive with myself in that way. Probably competitive with others if I ever did that. I just don't do that because that probably is, I probably am competitive. But that way it was fun. And I got through the whole thing. And that was really cool to know, okay, I can meditate. So it's, you know, where I, before I was like, no, I'm not a meditator. Forget it. Don't do it. But I am, I can do it. So it's just a matter of working with yourself. A big part of it is paying attention to your breath. If you can just relax and just pay attention to that, that determines a lot of it. Now, I will tell you, you do not have to sit down and get in a lotus position and do these things to meditate. You can do it laying down. You'll probably go to sleep. That's okay, but it gets you in that calm place. You can do it while you're mowing the lawn. You can do it while you're washing the dishes. You can actually do it while you're driving the car, but just be mindful that you're driving a car, even the lawnmower too. You go into the zone. We talk about this all the time. This is hypnosis, road hypnosis, and you go into that zone. So you're meditating at those points. You're just not going, oh, I must focus, you know, I must do this. It's when your conscious mind just kind of zones out, and you're going into this place and you're into this wonderful zone of calm.
What about visualizing?
Visualizing. You know, some people say they can't visualize and they come up with some word. There's some word that says, you know, for the.
They're going to put it for you in the, put it in the chat. Because you guys know the word we're looking for.
Yeah, it's like there really is a word for, I can't, you know, there's a word for everything. People have words for, they label everything. So there's a label for if you can't visualize. But, you know, we see things all the time. And if I were to, you know, if you say I can't visualize, describe something to me. Who said they can't visualize or how do I visualize?
That's a good question.
Tiffany, who said that? And let's ask that. I want you to describe an apple to me. Describe what an apple looks like to me. Just describe it to me.
We'll see if the answer already unclicked it. Sorry. I don't remember the name.
Okay.
Aphantasia?
Yeah.
I don't think if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
It might be. I see. Labels. After I got out of medicine, it's like labels mean nothing. I mean,
it's
once
red.
I got into this world,
the apple is red.
The apple is red. What else? What else about the apple? Just describe it. Describe the apple to me.
There's a little delay in
Sure.
our live to the thing.
Yeah.
So
I just want to make sure that I'm trying to give them more to do so that I come back with more
I'd
than
have
one
them pick it
food.
out of the tree. Pick an apple out of the tree. Describe it for me. Spear.
Okay. What else?
Yeah.
Like, I love that, Tracy.
Describe
Pick an
that
apple out of
apple.
the tree. What is it? You know, describe it to me. I love
Yeah.
that.
Yep. And then they can take a bite if they want to. Is it crunchy? Is it soft? Is it mealy? Is it, you know, what are the tastes? The smell and texture around. Oh, these are other people.
I love it.
Beautiful. Anyways, yeah, so I think they get the point in there, but yeah.
Okay, if you can describe something, it means you're seeing it, you're visualizing it. It's just we think, oh, I have to form something, I have to see it with my eyes, or I have to, you know, we're putting all these expectations on it. But if you can describe it to someone, that means you have to see it to be able to describe it. Okay, it's in your mind's eye. You might be like, well, I'm
We lost half
imagining
the
it.
audience. They're going to the store to get apples.
There we go. Yay. You know, it's you, it might, well, you might say, well, I'm imagining it. That's fine. It
That's
doesn't
it.
matter where it's coming from. That's visualization. It's imagination. You know, you're just
Sometimes
whatever it
it's a
takes.
flash. It's just a flash image real quick of something. Then you have this knowing around it.
Right. And sometimes you may not even realize that you have a flash or have a seeing of any kind. You're just like, well, I'm remembering it. Okay. That's fine. It's coming. That's the same thing. So you
Yeah.
have to have seen it. You have to be visualizing it on some level. It might be feeling it, remembering it, imagining whatever, to be able to describe it. Okay. So
Okay,
that's
I want to play with you guys if I can. And Julia and Tiffany, I want you to play in this too, because we're going to double team something here.
Okay.
We're going to get your power animal. Okay.
Ooh.
You're going to close your eyes. Okay. And I want you to just call in the most significant power animal, spirit animal for you. And it's going to flash to you three times, but you're never going to see the whole thing. You're going to see a part, maybe an eye, maybe an ear, maybe, but you're going to see a part, and it's going to flash three different pictures to you. And when you get those pictures, I want you to post it in the chat. And I also want you to go look your animal up to find out what it means. So what did you get?
Well, I was getting two animals.
Okay.
It was going back and forth, tiger and a parrot.
Okay. So just as an example, and I get to use this phone to try this on. I just got this phone. Look, I've even put a new dragon picture on there. Okay. So, hey, Siri, what is the power animal meaning of tiger?
Tiger means a very large solitary cat with a yellow-brown coat.
No, power animal. Siri doesn't play nice. All right, but you get the picture. You'll go look that up, and you're gonna get some information on what does that animal mean. So you're gonna look up the tiger and the parrot.
Yeah.
What did you get, Miss Tiffins?
An eagle.
Woo! Okay.
Strength, vision, rising above.
Rising
Bigger
above.
Picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of things.
Yeah, because they go above everything, and they have that bigger. Yeah, I think that's what you said. The bigger picture, you have the broader wide scale view.
Yeah, very nice. So is everybody putting your animal? We got eagles in there, we've got deer. Oh, they just went, black jaguar. Ooh, these are fun. Okay, so yeah, keep putting your animals in there.
Mm-hmm.
But see, everybody got something, right? You got, and those of you who are like, I don't think I got one, go with the first thought that just came into your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It might be a thought. It might not be like, you know, whatever picture, just whatever comes in.
Yeah.
Go with it.
Absolutely. So
cool. Fun.
Oh, Sarah's late to the party is what I'm seeing in here. Hello, Ohio. Sarah, you're going to picture your power animal. It's going to flash to you three times. Come back and tell us what it is. Okay. Wolf and dragon. Wow. Cool. See, that was kind of fun to do, right?
Absolutely.
So, okay, Tiffins, what else do we have?
Let's see here. This is an interesting question. Tina is wondering if either of you have ever experienced an out-of-body experience while being awake, where you can see yourself as you interact with others.
Ooh, I don't think I have.
I don't know if that's an out of body or if it's
I
I'm
hear of them,
wondering.
like people are like, oh, I was standing over here and I was looking at my body. I don't think I've had that.
Yeah, I haven't either, but there's something that I do. It's kind of like a play. I play a lot. Okay. It's like, and then that, I just like, but something whenever I watch movies or I watch things, if you notice, I just like to watch how people look. They'll look at something and then they do. And so I'm always like, I'll do that. And so it's like I pay attention. It's almost like I sometimes look at myself as if I'm an actor, and it's like, wonder what, how do you look at that? How do you do it? So that would be only, I purposely put myself out of myself to look at me.
That would probably be like remote viewing-ish.
Yeah, it's not, that's
Yeah.
what I'm saying. It's not out of
Because you're doing it
body.
with intention. Out of body, I think, kind of takes people by surprise.
Right, exactly. So that's why I'm wondering, like, okay, you're looking at yourself. That's why I'm wondering, was it really an out of body that you had, Peanut? So I don't know. I mean, I think we're changing to where, we can do that. We can shift, we can pull out, and we can look at things. I mean, just within your body, you can imagine. Let me pull back. Let me look at the bigger picture here. I don't have to
Yeah.
be with just this limited perspective. I can pull back. All emotions removed. Now, what am I looking at? You can keep pulling back. Keep pulling back. Get that eagle eye view. Just keep pulling back. What do I see now? And we
Yeah.
can do that. We're doing that. When you're imagining it, you're visualizing it. See, you're already extending yourself out. You're already doing it without having to have a near-death experience to do it, or out-of-body experience. So out-of-body, though, I used to try when I was a teenager. That was some of the first stuff I did. I would do it, but I
Go
never
big or
saw
go home, right?
myself. Way long time ago.
I
Long
tried that
time ago.
first, that really advanced psychic ability. I just decided to jump off the cliff and see if I could levitate.
Yeah, so that was like all, shoot, that must have been in the early 70s. I'm really telling my age, aren't I?
A
But
baby.
it was like, that was so intriguing to me that you could go out of your body. So that was some of the first thoughts. Oh my gosh, you mean I can see that? And that was, we I guess I knew something about, because that was after mom had already been doing, mom and dad had done those sessions where
Yeah.
people were the spirit. So I already had some idea there. Okay, we are not this body. We have the soul, we are doing this. So I knew that much. And so then that's when I'm playing with this. It's like, oh, okay, can I do this? And I know it's like I would go up, I could feel something happening, but I never got very far. I never got, but now I can. I can just, but I'm not leaving the body. I'm not doing this. Happen. It's so different. So I don't know if that's real,
Interesting.
or I don't know if that's that, or if this is something else that we're doing now.
Yeah, these guys are putting some really interesting stories in the chat. But
Yeah, cool.
Tina is saying, yes, I was able to view my husband and myself having the interaction. That is out of body experience. Yeah.
Very cool.
And then there's some near death experience stuff in here also. And I mean, you guys are cool. I
Yeah.
mean, we're all together because we have all experienced some interesting things, I'm sure. And
Yeah.
has opened us up to a lot of wondering what else is out there, what
Yes.
else are we capable of? And we'll say it over and over again, we're multidimensional beings. The body is not our limit. It's an experience we get to have as a multidimensional spiritual being. So you can leave the body, you can astral travel, apparently out of body experiences. We've talked about experiencing more than one timeline, having two experiences at the same event, and
Yeah.
so there's so much, like you were saying, there's so much going on and opening up for us right now that, as we all keep sharing it, more and more is going to happen. So it's a very exciting time. All right. Anything else?
It is. Very cool.
All right, Tiffins. I kind of want to know, Tiffany, have you had an out-of-body experience?
Oh, that's a good question.
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Next
Yeah,
question,
you probably
please.
are going out every night. We all are. We all leave our bodies at night. We're just not aware of
Somebody's
it
got to stay with
necessarily.
the dog. I'll leave the body here and I'm going to go out.
Yeah. No, the only thing I
Tried.
remember is one time I think I called you, Mom, because I had a dream, and I remembered very vividly that in the dream, everything, I was like floating above my house and everything stopped, like everything was floating with me. And then yeah, and then I was just looking at everything, and then everything dropped. It was really weird. And then I woke up, I think. I don't know. I just remember that. I was just floating above the house, and I was like, that's weird.
You were taking things with you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You can't take it with you. Then I'm not going for
Yeah, exactly. I said I was promised all of my earthly belongings.
lied. No. Oh my goodness. So funny.
So I thought this is a cool question. This individual's been asking a few things about subconscious and like visualization. And so here's one of the questions on, do you do anything unique to daily influence your subconscious on a daily basis besides visualization and well-known ways?
To influence your subconscious.
Yeah, I drink my coffee. No.
Her mellow liquid over there.
Yeah. Okay, so do we do anything on a daily basis to help connect to that?
Was saying help to affect or to something the subconscious.
Influence.
Influence the subconscious.
Other than hypnosis? Do that.
If you're doing that, yeah, I mean, influence the subconscious. I feel like I do, the subconscious doesn't need to be influenced. That's where I'm hung up. It's like, it's
Yeah.
unless you're using the literal term of the subconscious, meaning the part of the mind that habits and things like that, and so that you're trying to reprogram that part of your mind so that you can.
I would
Do
say it's that.
that. Okay.
Yeah.
Then
Yeah.
that is, yeah, that,
You
yes,
know,
it's thinking the positive thoughts. It's thinking that it's like
yeah,
rewiring,
affirmations and
the affirmations.
absolutely. A lot, you know, you have to think about this. A lot of the habits that we have, we grew them over time. And so we're reprogramming that program. And sometimes it takes time. Like they'll do the 40-day program. I did this thing, the abundance book, and it was a, I think it was 40 days. Yeah, it was a 40-day program where every day you had a page of 10 questions you would go through and answer. Each day you do that. There was four different sections, and so for 4 days you do that, and then you'd start over and do it again. You do it again. You do that 10 times, and so, yeah, it's reprogramming. It was restructuring. It was reprogramming the mind. The first time I'm like, these are stupid questions. I'm like, this is just dumb. I don't even know how to answer this. Second time it's like, okay, I kind of get it more now. And then the third time I'm like, I totally understand what they're asking me for. And by the time I was done, I was like, the answer from day one to the day 40 or that last round was just incredibly different. We've really got to reprogram ourselves with why we think and feel the way we do about certain things or certain habits that we have, or what is the underlying emotional thing that's creating the habit. There's so much to it. So, yeah.
Very
So,
cool. Yeah.
take some time, rewrite the program. Some people, you could just make a choice and it's done. And then there's other things that are kind of more maybe hidden in that subconscious that need a little bit more of your attention, catching it, rewriting
Yeah, but I think it's good to be aware that, I mean, like you're saying, it develops over time, but we have some programming that's in there from childhood and it's been added
past lives.
on to and just,
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. And it just, like attracts like again, and we keep adding on to it, adding on to our story and stuff like that. And that just gets burned in there. And so that, it's first being aware, like you said, why do I think the way I do? Why do I believe the way I do? What's that? That's a programming. Beliefs come from programming. You were given them from someone. So, and you can change them. You can change your beliefs. You can change your thoughts. You can change all of those things to create something different for you.
Yeah. I remember somebody asked me when I was like, well, can't be that blah, 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 because of this. And they're like, well, is that real?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Is that belief real? Well, I think so. And, you know, and they brought me through that. Is it real? Or is it something somebody taught you
right,
and told you, but is it actually real?
Yeah.
And that quickly you can change it.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So maybe ask yourself, is that real? Like when nobody loves me, is that real? Mm-hmm. Well, mom and dad love me, but nobody else loves me. Is that real? Well, okay. So I have a lot of really good friends, but this person doesn't love me. So, you know, once you break it all down, it's really about the
maybe one
person, but everybody else actually really does love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But put yourself through some of the questions. And is it real? Is that real? The way you're feeling right now, is that just justifying a feeling that you want to have, or is it real? What is it? So, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Very nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. What do we have next?
Yes. We may have time for one more question.
Oh, got to make it a good one. I feel like this question's always a good reminder. Mm-hmm. How do you know what route to take? Like, I need to switch my career. How do I know what my true purpose is?
The heart knows, first of all. But what brings you bliss? What gives you joy? When you think about it, what gets your spirit up? You know, and then trust your heart. The brain may be going, yeah, but I can make more money over here. But the heart really wants to go this route. The heart knows. The head, yeah, that might be a good decision. That might make, you know, make good money. You might have a good living, but it may not be what gives you life. You know, it's, we don't know. That's what the head's always going to try to rationalize things and analyze it and make this make sense and everything. But the heart's like, but I want to do this. And if you've got that joy in there, the universe is going to support you. You will be able to work it out. It will, you know, that was part of my conundrum early on when it's like the universe is like, you got to change careers. And I'm like, but how? I'm very comfortable over here. You know, yeah. I don't understand this one. I don't understand how it would support me. And then that's where it's like, well, first of all, you know, then it's like, how is this going to work? It's like, well, your lifestyle has to change. And it did. And then it's like, okay, now it can support you.
Yeah.
Quite simply, you know, and then as it kept going and everything, it's always supported me, you know, and I have my lifestyle back. It's pretty much where it was before. And it's still supporting me. So that's how it works. You know, sometimes you just have to, but follow your heart. The heart knows.
Yeah, you might have to do a little leap of faith with that. Uh-huh. I know I did. But
yeah, that's a cool story that you had, you know, when you were, I love that one.
Yeah.
It'll have to be a fast story though. A 1 minute story.
A 1 minute story. Yeah, I have a lot of belief systems to overcome, you guys. And I was working a full-time job doing the QHHT, and I was actually doing a third job as well whenever I could squeeze it in as an online psychic. So I was doing as many different things as I could, but I couldn't believe that this would just support me, right? And then one day I was asked, well, what would it take? And that was my sister. She said, what would it take for you to be able to leave your job? I said, well, this, this, and this would have to happen. And I got very clear with that all of a sudden. Like, nobody had ever asked me that before. I never actually thought about what would it take. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, within like a 2 month period, all three of those things happened because I finally let the universe know what it would take for me to leave. That and another employee that they brought on that I couldn't stand.
And motivation.
Bless her heart for playing that role for me. Absolutely bless her heart for playing that role for me. She came in, they paid her more, they gave her vacation time, they gave her all kinds of medical benefits and stuff that I didn't have. And I had been working there for, I was just short of 10 years. Mm-hmm. And here she come walking in the door and they're like, well, she has kids. I have kids. And I was a single mom and she had a husband. It's like, okay, but her kids are little. Oh, so they No, it just it
Yeah.
was just the deal breaker, and I left, and then I didn't believe again. I went and tried to do something else with this because I was still thinking, oh, I still don't do it. Yeah, I still gonna need another thing, you know. And then when I finally drew the line in the sand and said, this is the only thing I'm gonna do. You're either gonna make that work for me, or I'm going to give it up entirely, and I'm going to go a different direction in my life. And then it started to work. And Julia was a big part of that. I'll tell you what, I can't chant enough for Julia and all the things that she has done to help me and other people. I know that you have helped too. So, yeah, big game changer, but you were a huge catalyst in me making my
That why
big.
you push me so much now?
Get even. All right. So they're kicking us off now. But Julia, how do people learn more about QHHT, become a practitioner, have a session, go to a retreat?
Yeah,
Go.
all of it. QHHTofficial.com. Just everything's there. Roam around and you won't find a practitioner. Everything's Tracy said. And Tracy, if somebody wants to become a practitioner, you have a code. Would you like to give that out?
If you would like to become a practitioner, use the code The Magic Is Real. It's all one word. Put it in magic, the magic is real, and that'll get you 10% off. That'd
Yeah.
be amazing to have you come join the family.
Absolutely. And we'd love to see you at a retreat. That would be fantastic. That's like-minded. You do not have to be a practitioner, but oh my gosh, we have so much fun. We're all together. John is going to be at the next one in Thailand. Is Judy in the group? She'll be there too.
Yeah, she'll be there too. And we're actually going to have John on as a guest. I haven't told Julia that yet, but we're going to have him on, I believe, on the 18th. So
Yeah,
you
we
guys will
talked
have
about
to,
it.
yeah, a little bit, but I actually anchored it in.
Okay,
So, John,
fantastic.
you get to come on. You were in the audience. We'll see you on as a guest. I believe it's the 18th. I'm going off of memory, but yeah, he'll be on soon too. So, all
Sure.
right,
All right.
everybody.
Love you, everybody.
Thanks for
Thank you
Tiffany.
so much. Yeah, thank you, Tiffany.